Madison Gas and Electric quieted nearly all its environmental critics by signing an agreement to help reduce pollution. Citizens Utility Board Director Steve Hinneker says the deal worked out is a good one that goes beyond regulatory requirements.
One that we can be proud of, one that will serve to improve the quality of the air in Madison.
Pollution controls costing $1 million would be split among ratepayers, stockholders in the state. Utility President Gary Walter says they will reduce power plant emissions. MG&E will also give the city money for cleaner burning fuel for city buses.
In this community, people are very concerned about the environment. We are very concerned about the environment.
But not all the critics have been silenced. A group called Friends of Responsible Energy still opposes having a large power plant in their neighborhood. Member Shaman Liu says a smaller plant or other options for energy should be considered instead of the large plant the UW wants and Governor Doyle supports.
Very important for the neighbors in the area is the reduction in noise people are concerned about. These larger turbines, such as in the MG&E plant, inherently generate more noise.
The UW-Madison says it will run short of power needed to heat and cool buildings by the year 2005. Officials hope the State Public Service Commission will allow MG&E to build a 150-megawatt cogeneration plant on the west end of campus. Final approval is also needed by the state legislature. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.